Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station. Michelle Southern here, and we are going to completely shift focus right now and talk about something very, very important. And we have already been putting the word out there about the upcoming American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Out of the Darkness Greater Baton Rouge Walk, which is happening on Saturday at Pennington. But for the purpose of the interview we are about to do right now, I believe that these folks here deserve our undivided attention. I am in studio with Jordan and Lisa Tabor, and they're going to tell us the story of their 15-year-old son, Owen. So first of all, thank you both for sharing your story today and coming on Eagle to talk about it. As the mother of teenage boys, I commend your bravery because I know that this can't be easy. So Jordan, we'll start with you. Tell us about Owen and then into the mission.
Thanks, Michelle, for having us, and thanks for helping to get the word out. We lost our son, Owen Tabor, to suicide on April 29th. Owen was popular, never bullied. He was loved and supported in a very stable home. He was athletic. He was good looking. And I say all that so that your audience can understand that if our son could fall victim to suicide, then all of our children are at risk. We had no idea of the prevalence of suicide before we lost our son. And statistically, in Louisiana, between the ages of 10 to 14, it's the second leading cause of death. And from ages 15 to 24, it's the third leading cause of death. Yet, due to the stigma, no one's really talking about it. And it truly is an epidemic and a silent killer. When I was in school, there was MAD and there was DARE, and it was really in your face, auditorium, classroom style education. So Lisa and I had to find a way to transform our pain into purpose. And that's why we decided to form Rain Will Bring Flowers. And our mission is to prevent student athlete suicide through awareness and education. And our goal is really just to remove the stigma off of suicide.
And Lisa, to talk about it, right? To talk to your kids.
Yeah, that's the big thing is, you know, we want parents talking to their children, the hard questions, the hard talks. We want kids talking to kids. We just need all of these children are thinking and feeling the same way, and they're just not talking about it. So we want them to talk about it. We also, like Jordan said, we want them to get educated, parents and children, and, you know, learn those warning signs and learn when you do see those warning signs, what you need to do to approach that child and the questions to ask. You know, I was unaware that you actually should ask, do you feel like you want to kill yourself? That's a hard question to ask, but I think it's important that you have that information.
That you're staying on top of it. Teenagers are not easy to talk to begin with. I like how you also said kids talking to kids, because I know kids listen to kids. So Jordan, tell me about Rain Will Bring Flowers Foundation as it relates to the suicide prevention walk coming up this Saturday.
Sure. So we really wanted to leverage the walk out of darkness to just really put a spotlight on the issue. And so our first strategic initiative with the Walk Out of Darkness was to break the national walker record, which I'm happy to say that we've crushed that. The previous record was 1,200 and we're well over 1,300. So now we've set our sights on raising more money than any other walk in Louisiana. So if I had to ask, would be to help donate, help us break that record. And by breaking the walker record, by breaking the financial fundraising record, it's really going to just help us put a spotlight and raise awareness around suicide prevention.
Tell us how we can do that.
Sure. So like you mentioned, the walk is this Saturday, October 7th. Registration's at 9. The walk will last from 10 to 11. And then following that, we're going to have a tailgate. LSU's playing Missouri away. Mm-hmm. So we want to celebrate breaking those records. We want to celebrate life. Mm-hmm. And so you can register by finding us on Facebook, Rain Will Bring Flowers, or our Instagram page. Or you can just show up for the event at Pennington Biomedical Center and just register on site.
We're going to put all of this information also on our website at eagle981.com. I'm going to link everything that you have sent me so that our listeners who perhaps might be in their cars right now can get home and follow all of that information, make a donation, and join us for the walk on Saturday. Lisa, is there anything else that you would like to add?
We would just like to remember Owen and celebrate him on Saturday. And just make a difference and love your kids and celebrate life.
Celebrate life. Jordan, anything?
No, I think that's everything that we wanted to share today. We'd love to be back to talk about some of the additional initiatives that we'll be rolling out after the walk.
Okay. Well, you have my number.
Great. Thank you, Michelle.
My pleasure. Jordan and Lisa Tabor, once again, I commend your bravery and the mission that you guys are on. I know that you have been through the car wash of media today to spread the word, and I think that it is very, very, very important. So once again, the walk is coming up this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Pennington. All of this information, as well as a copy of this interview, will be on my blog at eagle981.com. Again, thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.